Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the nature of God was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Most people do know people after the flesh. Most of you make snap judgments on the way a person looks, the way they groom themselves, the way they talk and stuff like this, and you immediately put people into categories. You think this person can't be any good, this person can't have anything that I want to learn. We judge on the flesh all of the time. Of course, prejudice is a great example of this. People reject certain people because of the color of their skin or prefer another person because of the color of their skin. And that's just totally irrational. And yet people do stuff like this. Most people judge after the flesh. And let me just bring it down to the personal level. Most of you judge yourself after the flesh. Most of you know yourself based on what your physical body looks like, what you have, your experiences, what's gone on in the physical, emotional realm. But very few people know themselves in the spirit. You know, if I was to ask you, who are you? You could tell me your name. And I'd say, no, who are you? And you'd say, well, I'm a man or I'm a woman. And you'd tell me about your job or you'd tell me about your family or you'd tell me about your experiences. And you'd begin to describe all of these physical, natural things. But if I just kept probing, no, who are you at your root level? Who are you in Christ? Most people can't tell you. Most people don't know. I prayed with at least three or four people down here this morning that in a sense I was rebuking them. They were just acting like, oh, would you please pray for me? I'm just so pitiful. And I said, you don't know who you are. You've got God living on the inside of you. You've got the same power that raised Christ from the dead. Don't put up with this. Stir yourself up. Get angry. Do something. Satan doesn't have the power to make you sick. Satan doesn't have the power to defeat you. Satan doesn't have any. You have to cooperate. I was here just trying to get people to see who they were in Christ. Most people do not have a clear view of who they are in Christ. And again, I go back to this verse. I already used this in 1 Samuel chapter 16. The latter part of that verse, verse 7, says that man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. God sees other people and He sees you differently than you see yourself. And see, I had this experience where God's love was poured out in my life, and I knew intuitively that God loved me, and I knew it had nothing to do with how good I was, because it was at my very worst when this happened. For the first time in my life, I finally realized I was a zero with the rim knocked off, that I was nothing. I realized that I was a hypocrite, and I repented of all of this. And at my very worst, this supernatural love of God came over me for 4.5 months. I was just gone someplace. I was caught up in the presence of God. And it was wonderful, but it messed with my mind, because how could a holy, just God love me? I knew He did, but I didn't understand why He did, how He could. I didn't love me. How could God love me? And the whole thing is because I looked on the outside. I looked at my physical body. I looked at my mind and my emotions, what most of us call the personality part. And I didn't like a lot of the things that I saw. At the time the Lord touched me, I was an introvert. I couldn't look at a person in the face and talk to them. I was just, painfully shy. Which, I've got that little book on self-centeredness, The Root of All Grief. And it'll show you that shyness and timidness is nothing but pride. That's what it is. And I couldn't understand. God, I don't love me. How can you love me? And here's what God used to change my life. In the same way that we don't know any man after the flesh, you shouldn't know yourself after the flesh. Because in the next verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. And the Lord began to show me that I had been changed on the inside. My spirit was completely new. Verse 18 says, and all things are of God. In your body, you aren't changed yet. You know, if you were fat before you got saved, you're still going to be fat after you get saved. Your body doesn't instantly change at salvation. And your soul isn't changed yet. That's your personality part, your mind, your will, and your emotions. If you were stupid before you got saved, you're still going to be stupid after you get saved. You don't instantly change your mind. You don't instantly lose your memory and your emotions. You don't instantly lose your identity and all of the things that have gone on the inside of you. Your body and your soul are still the same. But the Bible says that when you're in Christ Jesus, old things are passed away. So by process of elimination, this means that the change at salvation takes place in your spirit. And how do you know what's going on in your spirit? See, most people just think, well, if I was changed in my spirit, if I had the power of God, if the anointing of God was in me, I'd know it. How would you know it? Well, we just assume it's the same thing. You know if you're hot or if you're cold. Your body constantly lets you know if you're hot or cold. You don't have to go, you know, if I said, are you okay in here? Do we need to turn the air conditioning up or whatever? You wouldn't have to say, well, let me go study and I'll come back to you in a week and tell you. You just know whether you're hot or you're cold. You know if you're in pain or whatever. And in the emotional realm, you know instantly if you're happy or if you're sad. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to go study it. You just, your sense knowledge is constantly telling you these physical and emotional things. You're constantly in touch with that realm. But Jesus said in the third chapter of the book of John, when he was talking to Nicodemus, he says, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit, and that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And if you study that out, what he's saying is, spirit is spirit, flesh is flesh. They don't interact. You cannot discern what's happening to you in the spirit man through any physical, emotional way. You aren't in touch with your spirit. Spirit is spirit, flesh is flesh. If you want to know if you're hot, you just instantly know that. If you want to know if you're happy or sad, you instantly know that. But do you want to know, are you righteous? You can't feel if you're righteous. You don't know these kind of things. How do you know? John 6:63 says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And so God's word is spirit. It also says in James chapter 1 that whoever looks into the perfect law of liberty is like a man looking into a glass, a mirror, and he beholds his natural face and sees himself. If you want to see what you're like in the physical, you go look in a mirror. If you want to see what you're like in the spiritual, you go look in the Word of God. And the Word of God is a spiritual mirror. And it tells you what has happened to you in the spirit. And see, the problem I was having, I knew by experience that God loved me, but then I went and looked in the mirror, the physical mirror. And I thought, why does God love me? And I searched my emotions and I saw attitudes that were wrong and fear and doubt and unbelief and these kind of things. And I knew that that was contrary to what God wanted. And I thought, God, why do you love me? How could you love me? How could you be pleased with me when I see all of these imperfections? But see, the difference was, the Bible says in John chapter 4, verse 24, that God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. God is looking at you and me in the spirit man. And in the spirit, you're different than what you see in the mirror. You're different than what you know in your emotions and in your personality. You are a new creature. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And the problem is most of us don't know who we are. And we are looking at ourselves on the outside and we're displeased. And so we think that God is looking at us the way we see ourselves and think, how could God be pleased with me? But God is a spirit and He's beholding you in the spirit. And in the spirit, you are a completely brand new being that has been created in righteousness and true holiness. Look in Ephesians chapter 4. This is a verse about who you are in the Spirit. And again, this is like the spiritual mirror. If you want to see who you are, this is what the mirror is showing you. And you know, sometimes when you look in a mirror, physical mirror, you don't feel like what you see. But you just have to go by what you see. You know, I just turned 60 and I don't feel 60 in my emotions, but you know what? I'm looking 60. Things have changed. I look different. I was looking at some pictures when I was in the Army at 18, and you know what? I've changed. I don't feel like I've changed, but I have. And you know what? It's just the way that it is. And so sometimes, you know, if you feel like your hair is uncombed, how can you tell if your hair is combed? You can't go by how you feel. Right now, I don't know if my hair is combed or not. I hope my hair is combed. But I couldn't go by how it feels. What I'd have to do is go look in a mirror, and then I just take what I see in the mirror and I take appropriate action. You know what? Some of you say, well, I just don't feel righteous. Who cares how you feel? You go look in the mirror. You go look at what the Word says. And if this says it, well then, you know what? I felt like my hair is uncombed, but it's not. I can tell it's combed. It looks okay. And so you go by that. Well, you may not feel righteous, but you go to this mirror and you hold it up. And what does it say? In verse 24, Ephesians 4:24, it says, wherefore putting, that's verse 25. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. When you got born again and you became this new creature, you were created righteous and truly holy. That's what the spiritual mirror says. And whether you feel that way or not, this is the way it is. You were created. Notice the wording. You aren't growing. A seed of righteousness wasn't planted in you, and you are becoming more and more righteous. You were created righteous. You are 100% righteous, 100% holy in your spirit. You were born again that way. And remember that God is a spirit. God is seeing you in the spirit. And so when you come before God, you say, oh God, I'm so sorry. I'm such a failure. Oh God, have mercy on me. And you know what? He's looking at you in the spirit and he says, perfect, righteous, holy, pure. How can two walk together except they be agreed?
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the nature of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM236 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep gospel truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to thank those of you who are partners with this ministry. You know, it's your giving that has enabled us to reach 2.2 billion people on this earth. But there are more that we can reach. There's so much more that we can do. We want multiple broadcasts. We want to be able to just saturate the airwaves so that people can't avoid this truth. And it just takes a lot of money. We are about halfway there to our goal of just making this, putting it in the face of people so that they have to confront these truths. I'd like to ask you to pray about becoming a monthly partner with us. That's how God supplies our needs, is through our partners. And if you would call, we would love to share with you and have you become a monthly partner with us.